You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. When people talk about elite athletes, there's a familiar assumption that always shows up. That's to compete at the highest level, you need a diet built around animal products. More meat, more protein, more power. But when you actually look at the athletes winning championships, breaking records, and extending their careers, that assumption starts to fall apart. Today, we're talking about something simple but powerful. Some of the top athletes on the planet compete at championship levels while eating plant-based or mostly plant-based diets. Not as a trend, not as a statement, but as a performance strategy. Let's start in Formula One. Lewis Hamilton is one of the most successful drivers in the history of the sport. Multiple world championships, extreme physical and mental demands. Formula One drivers experience intense G-forces, extreme heat, and sustained stress for hours at a time. Hamilton adopted a fully plant-based diet years into his career. He's spoken about improved recovery, better energy, and feeling more in tune with his body. And here's the key point. He didn't slow down. He didn't lose his edge. He kept winning. Now let's move to tennis. Serena Williams is widely regarded as one of the greatest athletes of all time. Later in her career, she shifted towards a plant-based diet to help manage inflammation and support recovery. Tennis demands explosive power, endurance, and mental resilience, often for hours at a time. Her food choices weren't about labels. They were about longevity, as she continued competing at the highest level. Now let's talk football. Global football. Lionel Messi is one of the most accomplished soccer players in history, often called the GOAT. Early in his career, Messi struggled with recurring health and performance issues. As part of a broader reset guided by medical and nutrition professionals, he shifted towards a more plant-forward diet, reducing heavily processed foods and animal-heavy meals. The focus was digestion, inflammation, and sustained energy. And what followed was one of the most dominant runs in modern sports. The takeaway here matters. Messi isn't known for ideology. He's known for performance. Now let's move to American football. Tom Brady is not fully plant-based, but he famously followed a mostly plant-based diet, often described around 80% plant-focused. This emphasis was on vegetables, fruits, whole foods, and minimizing foods linked to inflammation. The goal was recovery, longevity, consistency, and the results speak for themselves. 7 Super Bowl championships, one of the longest careers in NFL history, elite performance well into his 40s. Brady's approach highlights something important. You don't have to be fully plant-based to benefit from eating more plants. For many athletes, plant-forward eating becomes a competitive advantage. Now let's shift to endurance sports. Scott Jurek is one of the most accomplished ultra runners in history. Ultra running is about sustained energy, digestion, and recovery across extreme distances. Jurek has been plant-based for most of his career, and he didn't just compete, he dominated. In combat sports, where strength and power are often questioned, athletes like Nate Diaz have spoken openly about following plant-based or mostly plant-based diets during training and competition. This is a sport built on explosiveness, endurance, and resilience. Once again, performance didn't suffer. So what ties all these athletes together? It's not ideology, it's experimentation. Elite athletes constantly test what works for their bodies. They track recovery time, they monitor inflammation, they pay attention to digestion, sleep, and energy levels. And for many of them, eating more plants became part of that toolkit. It's important to be clear. Not every athlete is fully vegan. Not every plant-based athlete eats the same way. Some are fully plant-based, some are mostly plant-based, some adjust seasonally. What matters is the myth being challenged. You don't need a diet centered on animals to build muscle, sustain endurance, recover effectively, or compete at championship levels. The proof is already there, on the track, on the court, on the field, and on the pitch. This isn't about telling everyone to eat the same way. It's about expanding what people believe is possible. If elite athletes can perform at the highest levels while eating plant-based or plant-forward diets, then the question changes from, can you do this without meat? To, what actually works best for my body? That's the conversation worth having. For more stories across the vegan and plant-based world, visit veganexplore.com/podcast and explore the show. I'm Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore. And remember, we are a daily show. So we'll see you tomorrow.